Some of you are expressing concern about syringes, understandably, being found in Castlecourt. A mother told the Belfast Telegraph she told of her horror last night as she found drugs and needles strewn across a toilet floor in the shopping centre. The mum and her 14-year-old daughter were among thousands of Christmas shoppers in Castlecourt at the weekend when they found potentially deadly equipment discarded by drugs users. "I was so shocked," the Lisburn mum told the paper. "It just frightens me how easily, indeed, this could happen, where people could come across these drugs." It's a sickeningly horrible thing to find in a facility like a shopping centre. Victoria Leonard writing that story. Let me speak to Alex Bunting from Addiction NI. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I suppose we shouldn't be shocked. I'll be honest, I live a sheltered life. If I went into Castlecourt to the toilets and found syringes and paraphernalia to do with drugs, I would be taken aback. I have never stumbled across that sort of paraphernalia in my life anywhere. Maybe I should get used to it.
It is if you look at most major cities across the UK and Ireland, you know, drugs, drug use and drug paraphernalia, unfortunately, is part of our drug culture now. We need to get this in perspective. You know, we have a lot of people using intravenous drugs, but most and the vast majority of them dispose of their needles in a safe manner. And to those people who have left these in toilets, you know, they need to look at their actions and correct them. But it is an issue that we need to consider. There's a lot of work has been done in this area. You know, we now have needle exchange programs where dirty needles get handed in and clean needles get handed back out again in that exchange format. And we also have, you know, needle chutes and safe disposal equipment dotted around the city.
The needle exchange, we've heard about it for a number of years. And whenever it does cross my mind and crosses the minds of others, the obvious question is, are we not encouraging these people to take drugs?
Not at all, Frank. I mean, you know, you talk about drug users using intravenously, they're going to use needles. So why would we not invest in making sure that it's in the safest manner possible? And it also is actually, in terms of pound for pound, we actually get a lot more back in terms of the onset of diseases and the impact that using dirty needles can have. And it's a more responsible thing to do.
Absolutely. And it shows that the picture in the paper suggests that this is a brand new needle that someone has taken out of a packet. They've discarded the packet as well, but they've left the needle lying there when they've been finished shooting up with it. So this is incredibly irresponsible of the drugs user. The person, you know, they seem to be sharp enough. They seem to be in full, you know, possession of their faculties when they were going to get the needle and use the needle in a responsible way. But once they'd put the drugs into their system, they didn't seem to care that some child might come in and get pricked by that needle.
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, you know, drug use and intravenous drug use is part of our culture. I wish it wasn't. I'm sure all of us did, but we are trying. You know, everybody in this sector and the public health agency and alcohol coordination teams are trying our best to try and make communities and indeed the city centre as safe as possible for this type of issue. But there will always be a person who does discard the needle, and it does hit the headlines, and that does take away or detract from the hard work and a lot of hard work that has been done to try and make Belfast and other towns and cities across Northern Ireland as safe as possible with some of the schemes that you've heard me explain with.
Is it unfair of me to sound slightly angry at that person?
No, I think it's okay to be angry at a person who's discarded a needle that they've used themselves. You know, that does carry with it. There is associated risks, obviously, with needles. And, you know, if you do get a needle stick injury, you have to go for a series of tests. And that's, you know, in itself very traumatic for anyone that would happen to you. You know, so it is. That does need to be highlighted in terms of it is careless, and that person needs to take stock of the issue and what they have did. But it doesn't take away, and it shouldn't take away from the hard work that is going on to try and minimise the impact of needles right across Northern Ireland.
How many people would be in Belfast today using needles to take recreational drugs?
I don't know an exact figure for it, but what I can say is that, you know, year on year we've seen increases. And
but like, would it be 50 or would it be 500?
I would say closer to 500 than 50, but you would need to look at some of the government's figures. Certainly, even the figures that we do have wouldn't paint the picture that would be accurate in terms of the amount of people who are using, who aren't using treatment, because we only count, for obvious reasons, the people who enter treatment. And there's a bigger population out there who are using.
And those who are using needles, are they at more risk to their health? Are they taking more extreme drugs than people who don't use needles, people who would be using powder or whatever?
I think, you know, Frank, I've seen, you know, there was a picture of two lads lying in Belfast a few months back that was on Facebook, and, you know, they had needles in their arms, and there was this sort of storm whipped up on Facebook. And I made the point that, you know, if we went up Shaftesbury Square on a Saturday evening, we would see people like that lying every week drunk under the influence of alcohol. But because they had a needle in their arm, there was this shock and horror about it. There's no doubt that it does carry with it associated problems with bloodborne viruses and whatever else. But, you know, the drug, you look at drugs and the impact of drugs, you know, you look at the impact of alcohol currently across Northern Ireland, you look at the impact of prescription medication and the impact that's had, and, you know, some of your previous reports you've done on it and highlight that. The difficulty is we have a very complex drug culture here. All drugs carry risks. Drug users are usually aware of the risks, but unfortunately, you know, we need to get better at getting messages out there and also providing services that are fit for purpose.
Yeah, that is absolutely crucial. Alex, I appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
All right, fine.
Alex Bunting from Addiction NI, just painting a realistic picture of how it is here in this part of the world. Good morning to you. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. A lot